Welcome to Help Your Hustle Happen. My name is Carla Hurd, and I'm going to be the facilitator of this series of podcasts. Now, if you have been a listener to Create a Liberty, Create the Life You Crave, thank you very much. You know I took just about a year off of podcasting, and I am feeling nudged to come back now because of the conversations I've had with so many people in the business world about this topic, helping your hustle happen. So, you know, expenses are up. Everything costs more, from groceries to diapers to gas. And it's hard to make ends meet, and it's hard to figure out ways to cut expenses. So what a lot of people are doing is they're figuring out how to bring a second stream of income into their home. And hopefully it doesn't take away too much time from the things that they love and care about, their families and their hobbies and their faith and their community. As a matter of fact, what you're going to hear from some of my people that are coming on this podcast is that they have been able to not balance, but integrate their hustle into each of those things, their faith, their family, and their community. And that second stream of income, or their hustle, is really helpful. So I'm excited for you to tune in to hear what tips that myself and other people in all different kinds of industries have to share about helping your hustle happen. We're going to talk about networking and connecting and how important that is. Social media and social marketing and all those things that you do to promote yourself. We're going to talk about follow-up and creating events with not just people that are collaborators, but also with your competition. And you will get some great tips, and we are going to educate and entertain you during this time. So stay tuned for so much fun with Help Your Hustle Happen. You heard it here. This is going to be a great podcast series. Hey guys, okay, this is Carla Hurd, and I'm coming to you on the first episode of this series, Help Your Hustle Happen. Now, before I give you some tips about making that hustle happen and some success tips about that, I want to talk about what your hustle is going to be, or what your second stream of income is going to be, what your side job is going to be. And you can call it anything you want. It's just bringing more money into your household. So how do you figure out what to do? First of all, I want to tell you that you do not need to look down upon yourself for wanting, needing maybe another stream of income into your checkbook. Usually when people come to me because they need extra money, they really have this nudge to do something that they are passionate about, something that they really love doing and bringing them joy. And then they're just like, Carla, can you help me figure out a way to make that, help me make money with that? So it's a good thing to do this. So I don't want you to look down upon yourself for needing or wanting a second stream of income. And it's only going to take as much time as you have, okay? You don't have to go all gangbusters with it. It doesn't have to be something that takes priority over your family or your first job. And actually, you know, it may even weave itself into your number one job, your priority job. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff here. But let's figure out what your side hustle is going to be. What are you going to do to bring in this extra stream of income? There's a few questions that you should ask yourself when you figure out that you need to add some more money to your household income. Do you want to trade time for money? Personally, I'm not a big fan of that, but I'm already a pretty busy person. Are you? Do you have an extra 15 to 20 hours a week to go get a traditional part-time job? Because if you do, then that definitely is something that is probably going to be easy for you to do. You can step right into that paycheck and, you know, maybe even get a sign-on bonus. Lots of places have that available. So if that is something that you are considering, a few things to ask yourself regarding that is, number one, am I going to put myself in an environment, so either the customers or the people that work there, that is good and positive and goes along with my values? Just for example, if you are somebody who does not drink alcohol, then you may or may not want to work in a bar. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't. My mom owned a bar for 28 years. And honestly, working there was some of the best years of my life. And I met some really great people, like my best friends I met there. And so I loved my time working at my mom's bar. You get paid hourly, which most bars or restaurants are probably going to be like that. And you do get to meet some pretty great people. And it's good experience in dealing with people, and not, I don't want to say dealing with like in a bad way, but, you know, understanding people and learning how to communicate and knowing all the different kinds of people. I credit my ability to pretty much like everybody all the time to my time at the bar, because you just get to meet a variety of people from all walks of life, ages, cultures, and you really just learn so much about yourself and about people. So I think that's why I'm in the people business now. So that's a good option if you have the 15 to 20 hours a week that a place like that is going to give you or want from you. Also, if you have time to trade time for money, I think a boutique is a great place to work. I know lots of boutique owners and they are so wonderful. They may even give you a discount on your clothing if you work there. And that, again, is another great place to meet people and to kind of learn about life in a boutique and how to serve people also. Just, you know, helping, especially mostly women will go into a boutique, and just being able to have that opportunity to support women as they're trying on clothes. If you're a woman and you're listening to this, you know what I'm saying. You really want that loving person to be there with you when something doesn't fit the way that you thought it might. I mean, gosh, I've been there about 1,001 times. So I think a boutique would be a great avenue. And, you know, they usually need evening and weekends, those types of places. So think about that. And then, you know, think about where this place is. If you have to travel too far, that probably doesn't make much sense, you know, because it's not going to pay you $100 an hour. It's gonna pay maybe minimum wage or a little bit above, but there may be some other perks to it as well. So if you, again, can trade time for money and you have 15 to 20 hours a week, I want to suggest bar, restaurants, boutiques, any place like a salon where you can help people check in, sign in, things like that, I think would be wonderful. And I see a lot of that needed out there. No matter the age, they're really just looking for a fun, friendly face. Okay, so that's that. You probably have some other ideas, but don't be afraid to go try something new and to meet somebody new, some new people. Okay, now, if you're not in the position to trade time for money, which most people aren't that I know, they're already working at full capacity and then maybe driving kids here and there, daycare, school, stuff like that, and you don't really want to give up too much extra time. Everything that you do to bring extra income into your household is going to take some time, but some things can be weaved around whatever you do. So here are some questions that I want you to ask yourself while you are thinking about how to develop and how to come up with this side hustle, okay? Question number one, what are your passions? What things interest you? What are you passionate about? If somebody says, hey, Carla, let's go skydiving, are you passionate about that? Or hey, Carla, let's cook, are you passionate about that? My answer to both those things are no. But what gets you lit up when you hear about it? You know what you're passionate about. Write down a couple things. And what are you interested in? You know, do you like crocheting? Do you like walking? Do you like, you know, health and wellness stuff? Do you love putting on makeup and fixing up your hair different all the time? I mean, what are some interests for you? What skills, here's another question, what skills do you enjoy using in your daily life? So, you know, I know a lot of people might have to public speak and they don't like that. You know, speak at a boardroom, they don't love that. Or they might be asked to teach a class or a workshop or lead a presentation, something like that. When you get to do that, does that make you happy? So what skills do you enjoy using in your daily life? And then here's another question. Can you envision yourself in a particular work environment? Outdoors? Indoors? Okay. If it's outdoors, is it in a park? Is it in the woods? Is it on a farm? If it's indoors, is it behind a desk? Or is it something that's a little bit more flexible and fluid and maybe just consulting, you know, going from office to office? What is your work environment? All right, another question. Are you more creative or analytical? Are you more creative or analytical? Okay, next question. What values and principles are important to you in your career? So kind of what we talked about, you know, if a bar environment is not something that you would be interested in, if that would not make you feel good to be in a bar and it, or goes against your value system, then that's not the place for you. So what kinds of values and principles are important to you? I always think about maybe what the business or a product that you might be or service that you might be offering. Go dig into the company behind the product or service. Find out what their core values are. You know, you can usually Google that. You know, if you want to work for a particular company, you can Google what their core values are or what their vision is, and that'll give you a good idea if that is something that you want to be a part of. Okay, here's a great question to ask yourself. Do you want to work independently? Or do you like working with a team? What makes you happy? Being on your own? Are you the lone stallion, or do you need to have the people? All right, here's another question. Are you open to continuous learning and professional development? So many things, in particular, direct sales or network marketing, there is a good amount of continued education to do something like that, or professional development. And even, you know, there's not a lot of, depending on what state you live in, there may or may not be a lot of licenses or certifications that you have to get, for example, to be a massage therapist or a life coach. There may or may not be that where you live. But should you still get those things for credibility? Absolutely. So are you open to that? Open to continuous learning and some professional development. And then I'd also like you guys to write down what industries align with your personal values. So a couple questions back, we asked about what values are important to you, but what industries do you feel line up with your personal values? So for example, if you're somebody that values health and well-being, you know, you're somebody that exercises and eats right, that and you feel that that's an important thing for life, for longevity, you know, it's kind of your mission, your vision, then the industries that might be connected to that are a fitness gym, or now that's if you want to work in a team, or a fitness trainer, maybe an online trainer if you want to work by yourself. Maybe you are passionate about certain health and wellness products. You know, do you love protein shakes, for example? Maybe you've been in a situation where somebody that you love dearly passed away without life insurance. And so you know how that affected the family, or you were part of that family. And so, you know, you're passionate about making sure that people are covered in that particular industry. So And that's a value to you. You know, you want to make sure that people are taken care of. So is that an industry, insurance that you might feel passionate about? And then the last thing that I want you guys to ask for yourself is, okay, take all these things that you've written down, all these answers to all these questions, and who do you know that works in these particular industries or holds these values? Who came to mind when you wrote down that you were a creative? Who else did you think about? When you wrote down some skills that you love looking at and pulling data and reports, okay? That's you. Did somebody come to mind? And if nobody came to mind while you were answering these questions, I want you to go back through the questions one by one and write down to the right on the paper of all the questions, what person came to mind when you wrote down the answer to the question? Because those professionals or those people will end up being your mentors. And I want you to circle their name when you write them down if you are willing to seek advice from them. Because this is going to be an important part, guys, of helping your hustle happen, is once we figure out what it is that you want to do and who you want to be and how you want to bring money into your household, I am going to ask you to seek advice from mentors and professionals. That is the best thing that you can do. I recently had a young woman come to me, and she was the same age as my son, and she was in my vacation Bible school and Sunday school at church, and she just wanted to talk about life after college. And she shared that what she went to college for wasn't really what she wanted to do. She thought it would be, but it really wasn't. So what she was doing for the last month or so, and she was going to do it again for another month, was she was just going to reach out to people who did different jobs and careers and held different certifications, or the people that she respected and admired. Some were entrepreneurs, some worked for companies, and she was just going to talk to people about how they got started and what they are doing right now, how they like it, and would they suggest it. And she's sharing her story, and then she's getting advice. And she did that for several weeks, and I applaud her so much for doing that. At 21 years old, for her to do that, I just thought was brilliant. I haven't checked in with her recently, but the last time I checked in with her, she thought that she had found her thing that she was going to do. And a lot of it had to do with one of the people that she spoke to on this journey, and she's working for them. And she wanted to work for this person because she felt that they would add some value to her life and to her career and to her as a person. And that struck me as, wow, I think that so many people need to do that. Get out there and see what kinds of things you're interested in. Kind of get a ballpark, right? That's what these questions I asked of you are going to give you, a ballpark of what you want to do. And then find some people to talk to before you jump in. Talk to lots of people about those questions and about your values, and ask for advice. You know what the number one thing entrepreneurs like to talk about, and business owners? Themselves. They love to tell their story, and they love to share it, especially with young people. And that is a great opportunity for any of us to learn from them. They want to teach us. We just have to seek them out. All right. So far, I hope that we're getting off to a good start. The next episode is going to be a little bit about my industry. It is an industry that you don't have to trade too much time for money for, and you can usually weave it into the other things that you're doing. That's direct sales and network marketing. So I'm going to talk to you specifically about that on my next episode. But I hope that this is a good start for you to figure out what your values are. Are you creative or analytical? What are your passions? What skills do you enjoy using? And what industries align with your personal values? And most importantly, have you considered seeking advice from mentors who are in your desired field? All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon. You heard it here. Let's get that hustle happening. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this series of Creativity, which is Help the Hustle Happen. We are here to help you create the life that you crave through your family, your business, your health, your community, and your faith. We're growing together as a community of cravers whose goals are to exercise energy, pursue purpose, and practice passion. Head over to CarlaHurd.com and take a look at our workshops, our weekends, our consults, and our connects, and of course, all of the great things that we have going on to help you create the life that you crave.